With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. Parliament has approved a report on tackling youth unemployment. The report, initially tabled in 2021 by Popular Democratic Movement Member of Parliament Ina Hengari, was compiled by the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Human Resources and Community Development, and it outlines an action plan designed to push the government towards implementing practical solutions. Hengari says the report is a step in the right direction.
What it means now is that we in fact went further. We did not just bring the report to the House and adopt it and accept it as a blueprint, but we have gone 2-3 steps further and said, let's have an implementation committee that will now be focused on ensuring and tracking the implementation of these recommendations that are made. And then, of course, this committee also has the powers to subpoena individuals, head of ministries, directors and so forth, to a public hearing to come and report on what you have done as an institution, what is important is just the implementation, because one of the most important findings of this report is that there are policies that exist. It's just that there is no political will to implement those policies.
The Namibia Airports Company is urging travelers to plan their trips to Hosea Kutako International Airport well in advance as preparations for Namibia's 35th Independence Day and the inauguration of the country's fifth president, Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa, continue. Here is NAC spokesperson Dan Kamati.
We strongly advise you to allow extra travel time to reach the airport, check for route closures and alternate routes in advance, arrive early to ensure smooth check-ins and security screening at the airport, and for real-time updates, please check with your airline.
The presidents of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda have committed to an immediate ceasefire in the east of the DRC at a meeting held in Qatar. President Felix Tshisekedi and Paul Kagame met during a meeting brokered by the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad.
The meeting of the Congolese and Rwandan leaders was held in secrecy in Qatar on Tuesday. It was the first time that President Paul Kagame held face-to-face talks with President Felix Tshisekedi since the M23 rebels captured the eastern DRC city of Goma and Bukavu earlier this year. The Congolese government, the UN, and several Western countries have accused Rwanda of backing the M23 rebels. Rwanda has denied the charge, but UN experts say they have solid evidence of Rwanda's involvement. The two leaders issued a joint statement calling for an immediate ceasefire in eastern DRC. The M23 rebel group is led by ethnic Tutsis who say they are fighting to protect their community from a rival militia of Hutus known as the FDLR. The fighting has claimed thousands of lives and displaced more than 3 million people since 2021. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
To Zimbabwe now, where war veteran Blessed Geza has called for a nationwide protest against President Emmerson Mnangagwa on 31 March, accusing him of corruption and political killings. A supporter of Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, Geza also condemned the arrest of Newsday journalist Blessed Mlanga, head of the Center for Security, Peace and Conflict Resolution at Nelson Mandela University. Professor Ntsikelelo Breakfast has been following the development.
There have been security issues there which are a matter of national concern, but they're not only a matter of national concern, they're a matter of regional concern. The issue of Zimbabwe spills over to the SADC region. For instance, in South Africa, we have a problem with border management. There have been growing concerns because I think he has not lived up to expectations in terms of the running of the kingdom, so one cannot rule out that possibility.
And senior leaders in Germany have expressed skepticism over Russian President Vladimir Putin's pledge not to attack Ukrainian infrastructure. The promise came after the Russian president held a telephone call with U.S. President Donald Trump late Tuesday. From Berlin, Trent Murray has more.
Germany's Defense Minister Boris Pistorius has criticized the agreement between President Trump and President Putin to suspend mutual attacks on energy facilities in Ukraine for 30 days. He called the agreement a, quote, zero-sum game, pointing to the fact that Russian attacks had not abated since Trump's phone call with Putin. He accused the Russian president of, quote, playing a game with the White House. He went on to say he didn't expect the US would be able to stand by and watch the agreement be broken. Germany is the second biggest financial and military backer of Ukraine after Washington. Berlin is expected to sign off an additional $3 billion in aid for Kyiv in the coming days.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.